I got sick over this and I had to have it. So I bought it. I spent 2 years studying the parts and trying to figure out what everything did, and it's full of tubes and hoses going into wooden blocks. So it's a real mystery. But after 2 years, it was up and running, and it's a phenomenal instrument. These are very, very expensive machines back then, even more so now. But the Seabird KT Nickelodeon, last I knew, there were only four left in the world. And when I owned it, there was a gentleman from Texas that would call every year in the middle of April and ask me if I was interested in selling it. Because people knew where they were. After going through that, well, I looked at a player piano, and it was basic compared to the Nickelodeon. So I said, sure, you know, I can fix that. And that started kind of an avalanche of repairing player pianos and pump organs. And it lasted for many years. These things were beautiful machines, crafted impeccably. And to see them die or be thrown away, it just made me sick. So it was kind of a mission to find as many as I could and get them restored. In doing that, I also gave away an awful lot of labor, because the amount of time it takes, if you charged a living wage, it would be unbelievably expensive. And even now, if I make $5 an hour, I'm probably doing well. But it's more to save the instrument. And if people are interested in saving it, I'm interested in helping them.